Moncrief on News Talk.
Every year, thousands of students from this part of the island go to college in England, Scotland and Wales. But the traffic in the opposite direction, specifically from Northern Ireland, is no more than a trickle. Last year, it was just 213 students. So why is that? Michael Kearns is a former head of communications at the Northern Ireland Assembly and a parent who's been writing about this for the Belfast Telegraph. Afternoon, Michael.
Hi, Sean, and hello to all your listeners. Yeah. It's quite a complicated one, but so I hope you give me some time to outline it.
But just to get one assumption people might have out of the way, that there's no massive differential in terms of fees for universities between the two parts of the island.
Yeah, no, actually, there's an advantage in a slight advantage in staying at home, but it's only a slight advantage. But then, you know, you don't have to pay for the actual accommodation. But if you look across the water, as we would say here, to GB, you know, the fees there are 9,400 sterling, so 9,400. So that is a lot more than guys from here would pay going across the border to unis in the south. So there is a big differential that way. But yeah, having said that, that's where most of them are going. I mean, the majority go to either Queen's University or Ulster, but thousands go across the water. You know.
Yeah. Now,
you know, it's 50% of 18-year-olds actually here go to university, and 17,500 of them apply to universities in Northern Ireland or GB. So you put that against 213, and you ask, what's going on?
Yeah, and it is a lot of this problem to do with the fact that in this part of the island, people do the Leaving Cert, and in Northern Ireland, people do O-levels or A-levels, and it hasn't quite been figured out yet how to equivalize those two sets of exams.
Exactly. It's that issue, the A-level and the Leaving Cert. You know, A-level students here, they've got the option to go to one of our unis or across the water. But it seems that as far as the Dublin universities go, what seems like a level playing field isn't, once you get into the weeds of the specific challenges in terms of the bar Northern students have to reach. And, you know, I've been in these weeds in recent months because one of mine is now seeking, you know, a place somewhere. So, look, for many of your listeners who aren't familiar with the Northern education system, it's a really intense one for those who stay on, particularly in the grammar school sector. When they're 15 or 16, they do GCSEs, most taking 8, 9 or 10. But then, unlike their counterparts in the Ireland, they don't get a nice transition year to chill out. They return 2 months later and start year one of their A-levels in order to get what are called AS levels in that first year. And they're basically done in year one. And why they're important is because predicted grades come out of those that you then send to the UK university system. And on the basis of that, they will give you an offer on your predicted grades. Whenever year two comes, the same subjects, you continue with them with new course topics, with the exams based on all of the past 2 years' study. So it's no picnic. You know, and it's a serious stress for young people who are basically flat out for 4 years. You know, so then when we come to the cross-border issue, because of the scale of the work, the vast majority of the pupils take 3 A-levels. A very few take 4. And that would be those who, say, have a real natural ability for subjects like higher maths, which they can tackle on. Queen's and Ulster and GB University, as you say, don't express their entry requirements in terms of points, but in terms of the A-level grades each course needs. For example, 2 A's and a B, or 2 A's and an A star. By the way, an A star is actually, you only get that if you score over 90% in your exams. But the Southern system, you know, as you know, is related to points, and that's for putting dozens or off. The work and sessions made in this in last year by James Lawless, one of your minister down south, but it's still very much affecting what I might term the career degrees or the professional degrees. You know, for instance, you know, for entry to do medicine at Queen's University Belfast, the equivalent in CAO points would be 522. The same course in Trinity needs 739 points, and at UCD, 625 points.
But if you were doing the Leaving Cert, it's impossible to get 700 points.
Is it impossible to get? Yes. So there must be other elements put into that as well. So even if my daughter got 3 A stars, you know, that's passes over 90%, and brought in an A grade from her AS levels, she would still be 139 short for Trinity and 25 short for UCD. Edinburgh, you know, it's acknowledged as probably the leading uni for medicine. It requires a minimum of 3 A levels, a grade A, or 495 points. So that's, you know, less than UCD. Law then, you know, Queen's wants an equivalent of 495 points. At Trinity, it's 577, and UCD, 564. You know, business at UCD is 555 and 556 for business with law, whereas it's much lower, you know, up north or in GB. So, look, it boils down to this, that despite the real difficulty of A-levels and AS-levels that Northern students have passed, they need a fourth A-level to get in the door at a Dublin university for equivalent degrees. So really, only the very elite, you know, are looking across the border, as no one else is going to make it. And when I say the very elite, I mean, a whole bunch of really, really bright people are being ruled out, essentially.
Yeah, I would imagine, though, as well, on top of that, people are looking down south and going, the price of accommodation, the difficulty of finding accommodation.
Yeah, that must be a big issue because of the, you know, the publicity which we see up here about accommodation prices in the Republic. But again, I've been running this through my head, and if I point out that the fees in Liverpool, Manchester, etc., you know, it's 9,500. So, given that it's, as I understand it, around €3,000 contribution for uni in the south, you know, there is a gap there which could pay for accommodation. When I say 9,400, 500, that's per year, you know, so it would leave $5,000 or whatever to pay for accommodation. So you have to weigh those up. But yes, it is an element that that scares people off. And there were some vox pops I noticed yesterday, actually, and some students up here, and they were saying that basically the UCAS system, which is the British system, it's really easy to understand, but the CIO system isn't easy to understand, and they get put off by the admin, essentially.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a bizarre one, really. Michael, thank you so much for speaking with us about that. That was Michael Cairns there, former head of comms at the Northern Ireland Assembly.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.